But we won't be doing the usual roll call unless you would like it.
We probably will wait for another 2-3 minutes for sufficient more in and we'll start with the last. But we can't afford ourselves you to be on mute.
Don't worry, I'm here. Doesn't mean I'm muting my ears, I'm just muting my microphone.
Okay, please stay with us.
Now, folks, we all have to learn to not talk over each other because I'm hearing sometimes two voices at once. And I love to hear your voices, but one at a time, please.
Yes.
Only I think you need to learn, you should be used to that.
Perfect example.
So nice. Can you hear me?
Yes,
Maureen speaking.
Yes, Maureen.
Oh. Hello.
Hi, Maureen.
Hello, Maureen.
Great. I'm just checking my phone.
Are we dialing out to Satish,
isn't it? Yes, he's on the audio bridge. My apologies. Satish has joined us.
Oh, great. Satish,
so
can you hear us?
You?
Satish, hello.
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 Oh, good.
Hi, Satish here. Yep. Yep, I'm here.
Hello.
Yes, we can hear you, Satish.
All right, great.
Cyranus, this is Sylvia. If I may ask you please to speak a bit closer to the mic, because I hear you very far away.
Absolutely right. Okay. Yes, please, Cyranus.
I second that.
Can you hear me now well?
Yes. Much better. Thank you.
You're great.
We're talking in a tunnel.
Okay. All of us are here, so probably let's start.
Do you want a roll call?
Okay. So please.
Okay. Gisela.
Wonderful. We'll do that. Welcome to the AP RALO ICANN 57 prep call, which is the title I gave it this morning, on the 2nd of August at 0600 UTC. On today's call, we have Cyranush Vardanyan, Ali Al-Mishal, Maureen Hilliard, Amir Qayyum, Kylie Khan, Satish Babu, and Holly Raich, from Staff Ivanko, Yeshim Nazlar, and myself, Gisela Gruber. I hope I haven't left anyone off the roll call. And if you could please just remember to state your names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you, and over to you, Cyranush.
Thank you very much, Gisela, and thanks to you, Sylvia and Yashin, to be with us. This is a prep call for Hyderabad, and there are a lot of work ahead of us to do, but I have seen Satish posted some activities already in the space, and I'll give soon over to him the call to the phone to talk. So at this point, we are preparing four main activities. The first one is showcase, networking showcase event. So we have decided all together so that we will be organizing the showcase, but a little bit different than usual one. And we probably will give the highlight of Indian airlesses to present themselves and to run the showcase. And we have talked already with Satish to discuss with local airlesses who is ready to do that and what kind of probably 3-4 minute speech from a couple of airlesses there to highlight the diversity in India and the activities of airlesses connected to ICANN. So this is one of the plans for this networking showcase event. And of course, we are going to have some cocktails, some food there, and we probably will need staff support here to identify for how many people they are going to do that. Probably the last experience showed that we had the some snacks for 100 people and some beer, wine for 60 people. So if we can have some calculations from the staff to help us to identify how much it can be, the cost, we can go to our usual sponsors like Dot Asia and Ethnic APTLD to ask for some support. Maureen also will talk about the Dot Asia board meeting which they recently had, and she will provide some details on that. So this will be the show initially planned, and Satish, do you have any updates on this? Discussions with
ALSs
or not yet?
Right. Thanks, Srinush. Okay. Now, the thing is, this is a very important activity for us. And the main constraint at this point that we have is ensuring that all the ALSs participate. Now, there are two aspects to this. One is that most of these ALSs have been dormant for some time, so there is some there's a need to wake them up, kind of. But a more serious problem is that unless there is some funding for the travel, they will not be able to join, because Hyderabad is not the home of any of our ALSs, and all of them will have to travel to reach Hyderabad, and the accommodation for the 7 or 8 days is also going to be pretty expensive. So overall...
Satish, I'm sorry, just clarification.
Yep.
Satish, yep. I'm sorry, just clarification. You told that there was a proposal for those people from to the government of Gujarat, and they agreed to fund
their
participation. This is for summer school or for ICANN meeting?
So this is, I'm coming to that, this proposal is only for our ICANN meeting. So now this is the reason why we presented a proposal to the government of India asking for support for accommodation and travel for 2 people for ALS. That's about 12 people for 6 ALS. Now, as of now, the government has not got back to us with any yes or no kind of an answer. And that means we have to follow up. I will, of course, I'm already following up, but we had actually decided that we will write a letter to the government. And I think the main point in that letter is the support. Because only if the people reach Hyderabad can we have a meeting or a showcase. So... Now,
so can we put in the action item, can we put Sylvia to follow up with G.R. Wong? We have talked about this, and G.R. Wong agreed that the letter will come from APAC Hub to support, so the letter should go to the government of India to support our proposal to fund 2 reps per each ALS, did I get right, Satish? From out of 6 ALSs we have there for accommodation and for the travel to Hyderabad. Is that the point, Satish?
There is an update on that. I spoke to Jerong when I met him in Taipei, and he feels that he should not be writing the letter because that then becomes an ICANN official letter to the government of India, which has got all kinds of international ramifications.
Okay.
He wants AP Railo to write to the government of India, and that he doesn't want to get involved in the request from the community to the government. And he feels it should be the community requesting the government directly, because the support they are asking is for the community members to participate in this in ICANN meeting. So he feels that.
So Jerong now feels that AP Rallo should send this letter, or this should go on behalf of AP Rallo.
He feels that AP Rallo should write the letter and not ICANN itself. Which is okay. It's just not a problem for us. Now, Suranush, if you can, I'll draft the letter for you. If you can, now what we need is a kind of letterhead. I don't know if AP, I'm sorry. I don't know if AP Rallo has some kind of a letterhead on which we can print this letter. But otherwise,
Sylvia, we do have a letterhead. Can you send this to Satish? Because he has the drafted letter already, so he can put this on the letterhead, and I will put my electronic signature. Actually, I will send my electronic signature to Satish to put on the on that letter.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, or if it is better that if staff do the whole thing, that's also fine. I can draft the letter, and if Piranush can pass the signature to staff, Sylvia, that's also fine with me. Whichever is easiest for us. I will draft the letter today and send it to all of us so that people can take a look. And the main point there will be that first to thank the government of India for their support for the School of Internet Governance, which is a separate and totally different kind of a thing, but we should thank them. Then requesting financial support for the 12 people to attend the ICANN meeting and, travel and So, I think now we have to follow up a little faster so that this can come through. So, that is the main...
Satish,
yeah.
Please wait, there are discussions on that point. Let's first finalize. I agree with Maureen here that as a regional organization to send the letter directly to government of India for an ICANN activity, I agree that this may not be properly fit. So any suggestions on this point? I see hands. Holly, please go.
Yeah, I guess I have a few concerns here. The first thing that was said, what about APAC as a body other than just AP Rallo? So it's seen as Asia-Pacific generally, don't know, but that's just a suggestion, so that it doesn't look like it's just...
That was our suggestion to Jerong when we discussed there that the letter would be good if it comes from APAC Hub as an ICANN entity in Asia-Pacific.
Yeah, okay, so he's not going to do that?
No, so he said it's better it goes on behalf of AP Rallo.
Then I think the next step has to be maybe we get support from our, I'm speaking aloud here, but if it's just AP Rallo, I'm not convinced the government of India is going to be convinced. I think it would be much better if we had AP Rallo together with people who signed our MOU or something, because otherwise I'm not sure that we're going to get the money. And my other suggestion is that... we can give, in asking for support, give them alternatives. So, you know, one person from each, two people from each, with costings. And then I think we have to be pretty detailed about the benefits for India. And I think we've got to work on that text. It's got to be done very quickly. But my first question is, why should India support this? And I think we have to come up with a really good answer, otherwise we're not going to get the money. So it would be nice if we could have support so it's not just Asia-Pacific, so it is maybe we can get support from I don't know, Don, from Paul Wilson, from whomever. So it looks a little bit more than just say Tuvalu. Because this is my first inclination is not sure even that they're going to write the letter, let alone respond with money. So my other suggestion is that we do two sets of planning. One for at least some of the chapters to some of the ALSs to be there. And then if we are going to have a showcase, we're going to have a plan B here in case we don't get enough money. Those are my two thoughts immediately. And Kylie, absolutely, do we want ISC to do anything?
Of course we do.
Yes, and I think that's true. I think we're going to have to have a showcase that goes beyond India so that, in fact, there's something to say. And my first suggestion, we did this many ICANN meetings ago, but when we had our General Assembly, what we did was every ALS had a little table. Now, if we have, even in the AP Rala, we've got enough members, so we ought to be able to have even just, you know, the minimum. Each ALS has its own little table with some discussion about who they are or something as a backstop. But I'm concerned that, you know, we're talking about November here, but we have to get visas in place, we've got to get travel in place, we've got to do everything. We've all got to start planning, and I think we need a plan B. Okay, thanks.
If I'm hearing you correctly, Holly, so you are suggesting that the letter would be good if it goes not only on behalf of Ikerala. The ladies from staff, can we ask if we draft a letter, can it go for on behalf of at large?
Maybe think about it, but I'm just thinking, even saying to APNIC and APTLD, on the little letter saying we look forward to having as many ALSs there or something, that they are...
Do you think we need to ask APNIC or APTLD to support, to fund ALSs to participate?
Why not?
For 7 days for ICANN meeting? I don't think why they should.
I'm just tossing it in. But if we've already going to ask them for money for the showcase, I think we need to say, well, this is what we're going to do with the showcase. Now, Dot Asia usually comes to the party with a fair bit of money just
mm-hmm.
for food and drink, don't they?
Normally, yes. This is Sylvia. In the past, we had, if I remember well, Dot Asia, APNIC, and APTLD, three of them, they supported at least partially some of the activities. So what I was going to suggest, Siranush, is to start and see who is coming to the party. So if maybe you can query the ALSs and ask them if they are planning to go on their own. So there is a head count. Basically, we need a head count. Normally, the showcases we had in the peak hours, 150, even 200 people, and this is going to be a large meeting with about 4,000 participants. So I think we could have even 200. We could start with a head count of in our showcase of, let's see, we always do a little bit less, so 125, and start with the quotes. But basically, we need a list of people that are willing to go on their own. And then based on the expenses, we can see what additional funding is required. And about the letter, Siranush, of course, we can give you all the support. I think coming from the AP Rallo letterhead is going to be good. I don't think there is at least from our point of view, a concern about, you know, saying AP Rallo member of the at-large community. which is one of the five railos members of ICANN, that's not a problem. But I understand the concern from APCAP that, you know, formally or legally it's not ICANN soliciting the support, but it's the RALO soliciting the support. So I think that's why Yaron was not able to sign to offer to sign the letter.
Thank you, Sylvia. So let's try on behalf of APRALO then. Let's go with this and decide, let's see if government will support us or no. So let's move from that point. Let's ask Satish to draft a letter. Sylvia sent the letterhead, and we'll send it out. Satish will discuss what will work best for us, and then send it to Indian government. We'll see if that will work.
Yep, that's fine.
Okay, Maureen, please.
I had some concerns about approaching the government, but in the discussions that we've just had, I think we've got to give it a go. But at the same time, I think it's really important before the government or even APNIC and AP, KLB and .Asia have got to see a, sort of like a plan. They've got to see what it is that we're proposing to do and how much each of those things is going to cost. And then we've got to sort of like say, like ask them, first of all, to find out how much they'd be willing to give. I mean, I know for a fact that these guys, .Asia, is already sponsoring getting the whole Net Mission group to Hyderabad, and as well as their program, and that's sort of like quite a major input. So, we have to sort of like balance up with what we want with what it is that they're actually already providing ICANN for this event. And similarly with APTLD and APNIC are sponsoring, various other activities so that, we have to really, as you say, we've got to actually give a proper plan of what we want to do and the benefits for each of the stakeholder groups that are actually sort of we're providing that for. This event is supposed to be showcasing ICANN, so I sort of like think that, the fact that we're actually sort of like doing all this work on their behalf should mean that ICANN should be supporting us, in some way. So I hope they don't mind that, that we're going to be sort of like asking on behalf of ICANN for these funds. But, Satish, I guess we have to leave it in your court and think that it's appropriate for, for us to make this this application. I think that it's great. But I do know that from a business perspective, because you're actually asking businesses to sort of like make the contribution, is that we've got to show that we're totally organised, that any money that we get, we're going to be using it, appropriately, and it's, we want to really impress on them the advantages that it will have for our region and for ICANN overall. Okay. Oh, sorry. Did I say it was Maureen speaking? Thank you.
Yes, you did.
Okay. Thank you, Maureen. Ali, and then Satish.
Over and out.
Yes, thanks, Irina. I totally agree with Maureen, and I think that deciding on the location of the meeting, where it's ICANN is doing and allocating it in any of the regions, there should be a budget, because that's part of the ICANN overall to for the getting the ALSs or the community that they are involved in the internet industry to be part of that. So as a RALO, we are responsible for a part of like doing this type of fair case or other events where all of the parties that we are having sort of an agreement or an OU with them will do a bit of support to that. But getting people on board for travel and accommodations from different areas like within India itself, I don't think as a railo we'll be able to handle that, even if we draft a letter to the government of India, where I strongly believe that this role should be taken by ICANN themselves, even not to ask the government of India. While ICANN have decided to move to that, so they have a plan to that part of the world to do more of outreach or involvement to the community there. So a budget should be allocated for that. Thank you.
Thank you, Ali. Honestly, I am with you on that point. And I know that we probably may not have time to do too much or too many things there, but there will be the outreach and engagement team, which will be having some meetings with NextGen fellows and I hope supposedly NGOs to come. But this is also the local NGOs. But this is also another point. The local NGOs also should get funding to come there. How we are going to handle this? Satish, please.
Satish, a couple of observations. First is that I was assuming that ICANN has no budget for this. I mean, this is something that we discussed in Helsinki, and I'm somewhat surprised we are going back to this point. If ICANN has the budget, that is the best option. No doubt about that. But I'm not sure if it is an option to open this up at this point. We have very little time. And if we are generally confident that ICANN is going to be forthcoming with funds, we can pursue this. But I was assuming it's a closed chapter, which is why we are going into all this trouble with the government. That's the first point. So if ICANN has the funding for it, I'm talking about travel, not about the showcase itself. I'm talking about moving 12 people to Hyderabad. Second point is that I do not see, as Sylvia mentioned, any problem in the community writing to the government, saying that the India community should be facilitated to participate in this meeting. It would have been nice if Jayarong could write, but he has valid reasons. He says it will become a very official request. In any case, ICANN is being funded by Government of India for the whole event. But the community is separate. The community can always write to the government, and the government can also say no. That is the other part, which is fine. So I still feel that there is no problem in Siranush writing this letter to the government. And let us see how it works out. So to summarize, if ICANN has funds, let us go for that. Let us forget about government. If not, I would be all for Siranush to write a letter and following it up and seeing where it takes us.
Satish, if I may respond, Siranush.
Yes, Sylvia, please.
Yes. Okay. So regarding the funds, as I mentioned there in the chat, we have 1,200 allocated for this activity. Unfortunately, because of the change of location, it was quite late, honestly. The budget was already earmarked, and so it's not possible, unfortunately, to allocate additional funds for the APRALO activities. So I want to make that clear. This is mainly because, of course, if we had a year, we had known a year before, we will have sent all of the requests and to finance. But at this stage, all the budget is already organized and the funds are allocated to determined activities. So apologies about that. But we have the 1,200, and then, as usual, the suggestion would be to get funds from the partners, from APTLD or APNIC or .Asia, and try to do something with that funding.
So just for us to know, Etoralo guys, just to be clear, we have only 1,200 from ICANN. Whatever we want to do out of that, we should go for getting that fund. This is as usual, we know that this may happen. So we also may go out of India focus, as Holly said, and to put also China perspective there, and to invite, as Kylie mentioned, IFC to sponsor some of that. And we may not ask them for China Night there, but we may want to ask to support Etoralo Showcase event. So the potential sponsors for us can be .Asia, IFC, the real ones. I'm not sure if APTLD and ATME can give money in cash. They may bring some gifts to participants, but I'm not sure if they can give the actual cash for that. Satish, go ahead.
Yeah, so a comment regarding that. First of all, I think this is a long meeting, so we may want to, as someone has said in the chat, consider multiple evening programs. That's one. Secondly, the showcase is traditionally hosted by the host country. I think we should first try for that. There could be some possibilities of local hosting, which I'm trying to explore. But for that, we will need a budget, and we may at least get some part hosting by the local, some of the local agencies here. We can try that out. So, and definitely we have the room for multiple evening cultural or other kind of social events. So we must, I think China, whatever, China Night or China-sponsored program is actually welcome. So let us see how many evenings are we supposed to fill up. And then we can plan out what are the different options possible.
Sylvia, do we have any information?
Okay. Well, it's a long meeting, but also remember that there are other activities that the participants may want to go and join. So it's not only that APRALO has to have all the nights organized. No, I think one or two evening activities would be okay. We have the meeting. It's a long meeting, as he said. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 days. No, so but I think that there are other cocktails and evening events that that may be of interest for the large community. So for a couple of nights, you can plan some activities. That will be enough, in my opinion.
Sylvia, a couple of nights sounds really very challenging.
Yes, if you want
so, but
to...
maybe
well,
the network...
But if not, you know, you could
but
have...
probably for our APRALO showcase can be planned properly. And together with this, there will be some capacity building activities. But we really cannot ask all our sponsors to pay for each evening. I don't know, maybe .Asia with NetMission can organize some event. ISB can do some separate one, but we are now focusing on social showcase, APRALO showcase.
That's right. I was just addressing his concern that maybe we need to do more in the evenings. But Kaylee mentioned that she may explore with ICS to have another sort of evening like the China night.
Yes, that's what I was telling about. That maybe it will they may do on their own the China night, but we may ask them for support to showcase. We cannot go and ask them to organize China Night and also sponsor our showcase. I don't think this is proper.
and I'm reading now Kylie.
So, and Kylie put here that he's not sure about donations from IC due to the China domestic accounting regulations. But we'll put there that Kylie can check if there is any opportunity for supporting. Ali, please. Ali, you have the floor. Okay, I think we lost Ali.
You got his hand up.
Oh.
So, Srinush, can
Ali? Yes, yes, Atish, please.
So, then can we then plan for the showcase as a fairly one evening program with 1,200 from ICANN and possibly additional funds from DotAsia or Ethnic as a major event? And if there is a second day that we have to take care of, then staff can inform us. The first day, there are also possibilities of, we need to know how many people are likely to attend so that we can have a proper budget. Is it like 100 or is it 200 or is it an open event where any number of people may walk in? So that, because we need to, if this is 2,000 people kind of a conference, very large conference.
Left.
And we need to have some control over the numbers of people who might land up for our event. So it will have to be done by invitation or some such thing. Otherwise, if we have too many people, it will be a last-minute problem. So that we have to plan ahead. So what I'm saying is one night of cultural plus dinner or whatever. Cocktails, not so easy in India, but okay, even that we can consider. So one night is a fairly significant kind of a thing. And the second night, if there is a requirement, maybe staff can tell us.
Okay, I see there is in the chat that more interested that partners should know what they are paying for. I agree. That's why probably we'll be drafting two budgets, which we have already put there. That one for showcase. We'll put exactly the first point in action item is that Gisela will get the numbers from meeting team, and we will find out how much actually we can have. I think we can plan maximum for 150 probably. We cannot pay for 2,000 people to come and just have a drink there. But we can focus on 150 and see how much it will get for food and drink, and then go out of that budget to send it to the Asia, to APNIC and APTLD, and to see if they can fund some of them or all of them. I don't know. Yes, we are expecting more than 4,000 participants, but we cannot cover all of them. So 150 will be, yes, our focus planning, 150. Mm-hmm. 4,000? Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Holly, please go.
Yeah, look, can we be really clear here?
Ali, are you back? I'm sorry, Holly. So, no. Holly, please.
Okay, look. I think, look, can we just plan for two things, and then if a China night is possible, that can be something separate. But we are all volunteers. We don't have a lot of time. We don't necessarily have a lot of money. So can we concentrate on doing a couple of things well? And the first thing is we've got a showcase night. Satish can arrange a cultural event, and we need to find out from Satish how much that will cost, if anything. So we have to have a budget for that evening, which will be a combination of the event and whatever drinks and so forth. And so that will probably be the 120,000, 1,200 from ICANN plus a bit of DotAsia. The second thing we're looking for is where do we get travel money for the Indian ALSs? Now, those are the two things we've got to settle soon. The China night, if we start planning for three nights, we run the risk of not doing anything. I'm not ruling it out, but let's sort out at least the first two budgets and see if we can actually get some Indian ALSs there with the second thing, and then we can concentrate. I'm just worried that we're not focused as we should be, and we don't have a lot of time. So let's plan the first night and see how many Indian ALSs we can get. And then if Carly can organize on his own a China night, we can probably do it, but in cooperation with other events too. So I guess that's what I'm really concerned, that we're not focusing on the things we should be, or we're getting a little, we're talking about three different things. Let's talk about two things. And now Ali's back.
Okay, great. I agree here with Holly that we can keep two separate events. So we can plan one showcase with the evening cultural something, which Satish is going to identify what and how much. Gisela is going to calculate for 100 people maximum. And based on this, we will have the budget prepared for that and start to ask other people to help us. And we can have the China night, and probably Kylie should start discussion with ISC to see if they like this or they would like to do something or no. Ali, and then Kylie.
Yes, thanks, Irinush. Actually, I was maybe when I raised my hand was about to speak about these two points, which is, again, maybe we need just to have a table so we clearly knows what time we are doing what and who is paying for that. So to have a clear picture about like the showcase, about the night, like the Chinese night or whatever night, and we want to have something clear. We want to know which date we are doing what and who is sponsoring that. So, and what is the budget for that? So we clearly then decide on that. Like when Sylvia says that there are a number of other activities like cocktail, receptions, and whatsoever. So we need to have that in front of us, and based on that, we can then take a decision and direction.
Completely agree. And probably we'll put here in the action item that staff will send us some prepped time frame or timetable of the activities which I can actually organizing, and together with this we'll start preparing the budget for showcase and then go from there.
Okay, this is Sylvia Siranus. I'm going to say when available, because at the moment we don't have visibility of any other activities. We know as the preparations start, then we will see some other activities. But when available, not yet. At the moment, Gisela is telling me we don't have visibility of any cocktail or activity. But
okay. This is clear.
A couple of weeks we can probably no more.
Okay, but at least we can start budgeting the showcase as much as we think that we can do. And then whenever the item agenda will be ready, we can start thinking about other details. And yes, I think will come up from cultural point of view, the prices for that. And Gisela will have with the drink. Kylie, you wanted to talk, sorry.
Hi, thank you very much. Yeah, I just wanted to say that I just type in. That is, I believe, I haven't asked ISC yet. However, I believe there wouldn't be any problem if we want them to introduce to whoever as an AOLS of RAP Rallo, how they work to protect consumers' interests. I think that is almost sure they will be gladly do that. The China Night, I'm not sure. I don't know what would be the format that we want. Would that be like a dinner party or a reception gathering or what do we want? And then I can certainly ask them. Of course, I agree with Ali that we need to check the dates because we are sure that there will be other activities over there. So that for the donations, I don't think that is very likely because for them, the ISC asks for donations. They seldom give donations to others because they themselves, they are a non-profit. So that is something I don't, but I can certainly ask. So anyway, so basically I would like, after this meeting, I would like to know what I need to do, what I need to ask ISC. And that's all. Thank you.
Kylie, thank you. I know that we now are in a very difficult position, but without knowing anything, any data, any details, we cannot plan properly. But my suggestion here would be let's start from something. At this point, we probably and might sure we will have another call by the end of August or beginning of September when there are some clarity for ICANN activities there. Before that, I think that we need to go for the planning for the showcase budget. As I said, coming from Tapish for cultural stuff and Gisela for 100 people there to see how much we need actually for that. Together with this, we will start later plan if do we want to give some takeaways or something. This is in addition already. Also, Kylie can talk to China, to ISC, if they are planning to do anything at all. Maybe they have in their mind to do something already. I'm not sure. But just to clarify what ISC would like to do there or what ISC is ready to do there. And then probably we'll come back again to see where we are and what to do next. Will do the initial plan will be also to write a letter to Indian government to see if they can fund ALSs to come. So if Indian government say no, Indian ALSs will not be there, so there is no need to showcase Indian ALSs there. So all is connected here.
Excuse me, I don't know. I am not aware of ISC offering training programs. Do you mean that we would like to ask them to offer some training programs, or I misunderstood?
No. Not a training program. There will be outreach, I think somehow connected to capacity building activities with outreach and subcommittee. But just to clarify with ISC, if they would like to do something in India during ICANN meeting, we don't know. They probably may say no. We just can help somehow for your showcase. And nothing yet. You can tell them, Kylie, that we are planning to have a showcase. Would you like to some support for the showcase, or you would like to do something on your own? Just to find out.
Okay. Well, after the meeting, who are, please make it clear, and I will send it up. Thank you.
Okay. And Satish, there was a question related to ALSs, local ALSs. Is there anything on that part? I know that there is a need for funding. So any...
Oh, okay. You're asking about what the ALSs can do for the showcase event. Once the funding is through, then we can ask that question to the ALSs internally. I think they might be willing to make some 5-minute presentations on each of them, just to just for our community, because they are part of our at large AP Railo community. And you don't want it to be very long, but maybe 5-minute presentation from each ALS, their achievements and all that, that we can do. And as somebody mentioned earlier, we are not sure how many AP Railo ALSs are participating from outside India, you know, who are coming on their own. If we have...
We are not sure for now yet.
Right.
We don't know.
Like ISC, for example.
There are some people coming through fellowship, but we are not sure about the exact number of ALSs. We may ask this during our monthly call.
Okay. So I think once we get the funding, we are in a stronger position to ask for what they can do. We can sound them out right now, but it may be a little bit weak because... but not all of them may be able to participate.
Sylvia, answering to your question, are you planning to invite local NGOs? That's what we are talking now. Satish is trying to identify local NGOs who can come. With capacity building team in ICANN, I mean, Tijani, Cheryl, and others, we can do some prep work for them. But we need to identify those NGOs and how they can get funding to come. Or maybe some of them can come on their own. So, Satish, is there any possibility to find out more information for that?
Yes. Now, that is a more complicated question because they are not our ALSs. They are NGOs which are operating in this domain. One issue that I was kind of thinking about is coordinating with other parts of ICANN who are also going to do the same thing. Like, for example, NTUC will be working with local NGOs, and I don't know the other working groups, which of them are going to do this. So as mentioned in that in this case in front of us, outreach event, we would like to coordinate with other parts of ICANN in dealing with these NGOs because it is a potentially sensitive kind of an area and we can do it as one instead of ICRLO going our way and NTUC going their way and so on. So if the staff can help us with any plans that other parts of ICANN have to work with NGOs, we can join hands and we can have an AP Railo session with them as a part of the larger plan. That is what I was thinking, but I am open to any other suggestions also.
Okay, we have this in action item that whenever available, staff will provide us with the information what I can do with other activities. So we'll find out this later. Moin.
Siranush, sorry if I interrupt because...
yes, Ali.
Sorry. Today we are having a meeting for the engagement, outreach and engagement, and I think one of the item agenda on that will be Hyderabad, I believe, and
exactly.
What will be
yes.
done there. Yeah. Sorry. Thank you.
So, yeah, we can have some more details from outreach subcommittee. Because I know there are plans to have different meetings and our capacity building activities of local NGOs and also the tribal ambassadorship which Naralo is announcing can be joined So they, all these people can be participating in those events which outreach and capacity subcomponents.
Hello.
Hello, do you lose Tiranush?
I think she's got cut.
I think so. Gisela, could you please check if I think Tiranush has dropped?
Okay. While you're looking for Tiranush, can I do my
job?
Corey, go ahead.
Sorry. I was just preemptively. The first thing that I was thinking of doing, seeing as we've had all this discussion, is I really need to get back to what Ali suggested and start putting together a table of all the activities that we're actually been talking about today, and getting the costing, who's going to do it, who's going to pay for it, blah, 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 and sort of like start constructing something that's practical. And then we have to look at, how we don't, what activities can we sort of like assign or get support from the Outreach and Engagement Committee, as Ali mentioned, we've got that meeting coming up shortly. And also the capacity building working group, there may be some way in which they can actually sort of like support us. As long as we've got something sort of like planned, we can actually present it to these working groups as well, so that they can actually help us. But as it was mentioned, we've got all these sort of like extra groups of sort of like newcomers and the youth groups coming along. I'm not, I know we've like, I know as I mentioned before, we've got Net Mission coming from the Asian section, mainly Hong Kong and that area, but there are going to be some add-ins into that group. I'm not quite sure. Of course, we'll have the fellows, and maybe some way of incorporating fellows. I know that there are quite a few from Asian within that fellows group, so it would be good to sort of like to include them into our program. Is there a next gen group? I guess there is.
Yes.
And of course we've got, the tribal ambassadors from Naralo. I'm not quite sure what we're supposed to do with them, but we sort of like have been given that responsibility. But there will be Naralo people there. Are they our responsibility? Just sort of like wonder. Thanks.
No, thank you. Nobody else with their hand up? Tiranush, are you back? Okay. In the meantime, this is Holly. I'll take over. Maureen, I absolutely agree with you. I think after this, what I would like to do is just draw up a quick chart that says these are the things that we have discussed, and then try to fit them into a pattern.
Yes.
We don't know about the scheduling
yet. Yes.
But that will Giza can help on that. I think the best place for the involvement of the Internet Society of China will be in that sort of outreach and capacity building to involve them there, which would mean that obviously Carly's saying not sure about donations, but that would be a way to involve them and others in there, so that we're going to hear back from Ali, which is great. But we also have to start work immediately on getting funds, what funds are available that we can use for travel and accommodation for the Indian ALSs. And the other stream is what kind of cultural event can we have for our showcase event, and then the budget for that, and maybe Satish, you can help for that.
Yes.
Is that the cost plus
the
budget? So I think that's a kind of a roundup where I think we are at this stage. And I think probably a call in 2 weeks would be better than leaving it, because we really have to follow up on how many Indian ALSs we can get with what money and how successful our approaches have been. So I think that's probably where we get to. Are people comfortable with that?
Everybody's quiet. Maureen's very comfortable. Tony agrees. Sirnish is happy. Okay. Yay. I'll type something up.
Yeah, I think that is a systematic way to go ahead with that. So we got a bit organized, so we know what we are doing.
Yep. I'm happy to do that sometime tonight. And I really think we need a call in a couple of weeks.
Yes.
And really, our first item has to be to get as many Indian ALSs involved somehow and figure out sources of money to get them there. And Satish, we need from you, if you can work on it, both how many people is that involved, and some kind of idea of travel costs so we know what we're asking for and we have an idea of how many people. That would be really, really helpful. Okay? Oops, Satish lost his line. Well, the hour is fast approaching, and people have other things to do, but can we look forward to a call in a couple of weeks for everybody?
Yeah, it's already a bunch of action items, I believe, so I think it's good.
Okay, excellent.
Yes.
Okay, Sirnish, I'll hand back to you as chair.
Guys, just something outside the subject. We need to talk about the mentorship program as well, and somehow after this maybe you'll drop an email and then we'll arrange for another call or just by email, just to let you know.
Look, what we can do by email, Ali, is just kind of what are the issues so that we actually have in front of us where are we up to, where do we want to get to, and then just allocate, say, 15 or 20 minutes and say, these are the things we have to talk about face-to-face, or rather, computer-to-computer.
Absolutely right. True.
Okay. Excellent. Well, with that, I think we can all say bye-bye because we've got plenty of stuff to do, and we'll talk really soon.
Okay. Yes.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Hyannis and everybody.
Thank you very much. Okay.
Thank you all.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, everyone. We'll speak again after the 15th of August. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's not the house.
Nine hours.